Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
An enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine. 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311. Or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
Fresh is best, and you won't find fresher than Sanfilippo's fresh fruits and vegetables. It's open to the public Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Located at the historic Columbus Produce Market, 4561 East 5th Avenue in Bay 10 between Hamilton and Yearly. It's where you'll find fresh fruits and vegetables, cheese, brown Amish eggs, Greek and Italian olive oil, Joseph's gourmet pasta, and much more, including Ohio homegrown produce. So get the freshest of the fresh at Sanfilippo's Fresh Fruits and Vegetables.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike Vaccara at the White House. Communities damaged by Superstorm Sandy can expect some visitors soon. Administration officials will head to the region for a first-hand look at federal relief efforts following a Washington meeting this morning. NBC's Michelle Franson reports from Staten Island, where residents struggling to recover are feeling neglected.
Sandy destroyed homes and displaced some 500 people who are now estimated to be living in shelters. And many of them don't feel that they got the help they needed in those initial days. They feel forgotten out here.
Elsewhere in the city, runners from around the world are accepting news of the New York City Marathon's cancellation. NBC's Stephanie Gusk reports Mayor Bloomberg has given in to public pressure to cancel the annual race.
The mayor released a statement. It reads, "We would not want a cloud to hang over the race or its participants, and so we have decided to cancel it." So there will be some relief for people that criticize the marathon, but it'll probably be short-lived.
This is NBC News Radio.
Michael Collins, your progressive candidate for Franklin, Delaware, and Knox counties.
My name is Kylie, and I want to tell you about my dad, Michael Collins, who serves on the State Board of Education. Education is my dad's passion, and for over 30 years, Michael Collins has been serving Ohio's school children. He cares about our schools and will always work to make them better. Please vote for my dad, Michael Collins, for the State Board of Education, now through November 6th.
I'm Michael Collins, and I approve this message. Paid for by Collins for Schools, Kathy Ottinger, Treasurer.
I'm Paula Brooks, Franklin County Commissioner. Every time I go to a Clippers ball game or a concert at the renovated Lincoln Theater, I'm reminded how lucky we are to live in Franklin County. Despite hard times, we're on a winning streak with the highest credit rating of any Ohio county, job creation, a partnership for healthy babies, and a program to support our veterans. Let's work together to make it better.
Keep Paula Brooks, Franklin County Commissioner.
Paid for by Paula Brooks Committee and Dorian Lenzati, Treasurer.
Government is the problem. With Ronald Reagan, I agree. It's a problem when it fails to protect we the people and the earth from the GOP. They will privatize and profitize and corporatize our nation and make our government of the people a government of the corporation. They suppress our rights and try to kill all the regulations that protect, defend, and guard us from the greed of corporations. They lie straight to your face and make a mockery of the Constitution, then obstruct the truth to protect and serve self-serving institutions. Now's the time for we the people. Now's the time to wake up this nation. Now's the time for we the people. Now's the time. Our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let need not greed lead the way. They say they want more freedom, but what they do not say is that they want more freedom to take your rights away.
This is Mayor Mike Coleman urging you to support your local Democrats this week and on Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th. Democrats across the nation, state and local levels have united like never before. Like Commissioner Paula Brooks, who is using her campaign to help other Democrats improve our entire community. Sheriff Zach Scott is a crime stopper. Sheriff Scott is working hard to make our community safer and stronger. Sheriff Scott has the support of the FOP, firefighters, OCSEA, and AskMe Local 11. Catherine. Terry Brown, candidate for county recorder, is a true public servant both on and off the job. Terry Brown has worked in housing, community planning, and health care. Our entire Democratic slate represents fairness, equality, inclusion, and a good government. Democrats fight for seniors, workers, neighborhoods, and good jobs. This election, stand with the Democrats who have stood with you. Vote the Democratic ticket from top to bottom. Vote early or vote Tuesday, November 6th. Thank you.
Paid for by Franklin County Democratic Party, Greg Haas, Chairman.
I'm Ohio Supreme Court Justice Yvette McGee Brown. As the only Democrat on the Ohio Supreme Court, I believe in tough but fair justice. I was raised by a single mom, worked my way through college, and earned a scholarship to law school. As the only Democrat on the Supreme Court, I'm proud to have earned the respect of my six Republican colleagues. I'm Yvette McGee Brown, and I respectfully ask for your vote.
Highly recommended by the Ohio State Bar Association. Paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party. Chris Redfern, Chairman.
You could be injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, simply because you were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Listen, you didn't have control over your accident, but if you've hired an attorney to get the compensation you deserve yet need money now, Oasis Legal Finance can help. Oasis has already given millions to people just like you who need money while waiting for their lawsuits to settle. Once approved, Oasis can get you the money in as little as 24 hours. There are no out-of-pocket fees, no payments until your case settles, and if you should lose your case, there's no obligation to repay. So there's no risk. Don't wait. If you need cash now, give Oasis a call. The phone call and application are free. Call Oasis Legal Finance at 1-800-562-5993 right now. That's 1-800-562-5993. 1-800-562-5993.
Not available in Arkansas, Colorado, Kansas, Maryland, or North Carolina. In Missouri and Illinois, legal fundings are processed as loans.
Listen.
It's time for Great Babylon Talk with Central Ohio's first GLBT-centric show, Radio Outlook. Join the chat by calling 614-821-1580. Now, here's your host, Chris Hayes.
I can't figure out why you're not on the air there.
Seem to be
everything's fine.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm Chad Fry. Unfortunately, Mr. Hayes is in Fort Lauderdale getting completely drunk and potentially he's enjoying the company of some gentlemen callers. If I had to venture a guess, if I were a betting man.
By the way, I'm Alexander Portnoy,
and you've never looked better.
And I'm going to be doing a lot of complaining.
Good. I have many complaints. I will list each and every one of them now. So, Mr. Alwyn, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Are you ready for this next week with the president and all that?
I'm not quite sure if I am or not. And why don't you just keep talking while I check out that microphone there?
All right, I love everything about it. So yes, obviously Tuesday is the election, and we want to make sure that all of our listeners go and vote. It's super important. We really, really, really need to win this, obviously, mostly because Mitt Romney is a crazy person. What's that, Bob?
Can you hear me?
I cannot. I can't hear you.
Very interesting.
I'm being asked if we're having some technical issues. We apologize, obviously. But, yeah, this election, I don't think we have to tell our listeners, but this is a pretty important one. So if you were planning on not voting, and I'm pretty sure you were, since you're listening, we insist that you do. Isn't that right, Mr. Allwood?
What's that?
That everyone should vote.
Absolutely, everyone should vote.
Get out that vote.
It's very important that everyone vote. The thing we're most concerned about, of course, is tabulation manipulation.
So, yes, make sure that when you do vote, your vote is counted. And please hold for just a moment.
Give it a tap.
Well,
it's working.
That would appear to be working.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. So, obviously, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released some interesting information.
Oh, we're talking statistics now?
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Wow.
I mean,
that's heavy.
Unless you just want... Again, this microphone could be a breathalyzer, so... And if it were, that
would be on fire.
This would be on fire. I'm 1,000% intoxicated. But, no, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released information that we had added 174,000 jobs
last month, which the Romney campaign was not pleased about, if you can imagine.
Oh, no, they were quite miffed, and as then, a matter of fact.
And then they said that it was all a bunch of lies.
Oh, well, and the Romney campaign knows from lies.
They never tell any lies.
Oh, no, not at all. Inasmuch as the Chrysler Corporation had to come out and debunk everything that Mitt Romney said on the stump, when major auto manufacturers are coming out and correcting your facts, you have a problem.
Yeah, that would seem to be a strange area for fact-checking to come from, wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I was reading this really funny article about the Log Cabin Republicans. And
oh, Log Cabin Republicans and funny go hand in hand.
This is true. But basically they were saying, there was some op-ed, and it was like, vote for Mitt Romney, all this marriage stuff is an empty promise. So it was like, don't worry, that guy's a liar. We're totally going to get whatever we want.
Let's just editorialize for a moment.
Please.
On Log Cabin Republicans. I have never figured out what sort of person is a log cabin Republican. It makes no sense to me that anyone with any kind of mental capacity whatsoever could join in that philosophy that is now, Chad. Honestly, can you explain it to me?
No, here's the problem is that we have many friends. We have many friends. We have many friends.
We are not amused.
But I have some friends who are Republicans. I was raised in a rather conservative Republican family. And it's difficult, particularly when I'm talking to my GLBT friends who identify as Republican, and I feel like they.
You want to go upside their head?
Well, I absolutely want to do that. But I feel like they're a little self-loathing, and also they want to belong to what they believe is the party of influence and power and money. But what they don't get.
So they're twisted.
Particularly. Yeah, they are. They absolutely are. I mean, I think that it's. I'm going to paraphrase Barney Frank at the DNC when, you know, he basically was like, perhaps.
Love me some Barney Frank.
He said, perhaps they all hang out in a log cabin because they're a bunch of Uncle Toms. Now that he doesn't have to run for re-election.
Throw it down with the Harriet Beecher Stowe reference.
He did. He's like, I'm going to say whatever I want. I'm crazy.
And his partner was growing the marijuana out the backyard.
Actually, not in the backyard, in the parking lot. And it was lovely. But I don't get it. I don't get it. You have to be self-loathing. And there's also this idea that, you know, the Republicans are better on the economy. Well, that's a bunch of crap.
That is a bunch of crap.
So it's kind of like, you know, if they're really not that good on the economy and they also kind of hate you, why are you hanging out with them? I don't know. That's like high school 101.
They want to be with the jocks and the...
Yeah. I really...
And the cool kids.
They particularly want to be in the jocks, if you know what I mean. And I believe you do.
I do. Strap.
or literally in them. See, things got weird.
All right, don't get gross now. Who's our guest here, buddy?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined in the studio by Craig Scheidler, who is with the Ohio Democratic
Party.
He thinks
we're crazy.
He thinks we're nuts.
Yeah.
He works in finance for ODP. And
he might be right. Well, at least 50% right.
I mean, I'm nuts. I'm 1,000% nuts. But, yes, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You're very, very welcome. So we're going to talk to you a little bit today about what it's like to work at ODP and what it's like to be a gay person working for ODP. So talk to us a little bit about how you got started there.
So I started about 2 years ago as an intern, and I came in about 40 hours a week, and it was a great experience. It's excellent being an LGBT employee there because you go to work every day knowing that you're supporting candidates who advance LGBT equality, the president, Senator Sherrod Brown, you know, Democrats up and down the ballot. So it really gives you motivation to come in every day. And then after that, I gained enough experience that they brought me on as a full-time employee, and I've been there ever since.
Okay, and you're in finance.
Correct.
So we, basically, you take nice people to lunch and get them to see your way of things.
Basically. Or we find our strongest supporters and ask them to invest
lunch
in the party.
Do you want to go to lunch? Don't worry, they only cost you $10.
Or dinner.
Or dinner. Or dinner, that's lovely. And so how long have you been doing that?
About 2 years.
Okay. And you find that the Ohio Democratic Party is walking the walk and talking the talk.
Like, oh, absolutely.
They're internally supportive of...
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean,
from the chairman to the executive director all the way down. It's a very inclusive environment.
Delicious. Well, you do have Liz Brown. She likes the gays.
Oh, and we like her, so.
Yes, she's a good time. She's definitely a good time.
The gays.
Do you enjoy the gays? I enjoy the gays. It was time for the creepy German accent, because we have a German in the...
Do you want to touch my monkey?
Ja, wollt. Kann ich touchen deine monkey, bitte? Das ist sehr gut. That was German, some of it.
Now is the time we dance.
And now is the time that we dance. Is there dancing time over at ODP? And at what time so I may come? I'd like to see Chris Redfern doing like, I don't know, the mashed potato.
The mashed potato.
He's very talented.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Good dancer?
Oh, yeah.
Good dancer. So that's what usually comes up when you talk about Chris Redfern. He's a fabulous dancer.
Chris Redfern is an excellent fundraiser and good dancer, too.
Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance.
Now is the time at ODP when we dance. and then everyone must dance.
You know, I lived in Germany for quite a while.
Where'd you live?
Frankfurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Frankfurt is so good.
Sehr gut, yes.
And
Berlin was the most fabulous of cities.
Yes, you can. One may have fun in Berlin.
Oh, one may have a lot of fun Berlin.
Indeed. So talk to us a little bit about this election, and let's also talk a little bit about what is different now versus 2010. You know, 2010, obviously, we had a great state party apparatus in place to help reelect the governor and some of the...
Breaking news.
Yes?
We have a caller.
Oh, who's our caller?
It's the lovely Veronica.
Veronica?
Yeah.
Puts that girl on.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to text it, but I was laughing so hard. But please stop it with the German accent.
Vibe, I do not like it.
Stop it.
Veronica, do you know I am so good at it?
You are scaring your guest, I can tell.
He is terrified. You should see his face. He has turned red. Listen, you should see him. He's like a hulking farm boy-esque fella. Oh, he's not afraid of German.
By the way, Riri...
Yes.
He could be my nephew Michael's twin.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
We should take him out back and beat him.
I'll let you do that.
It's delightful.
All right. So can you get serious for a second? Can you do that, Chad?
I'm on it.
All right. Serious face.
I'm ready to go.
Okay. So my brain started jumping when you were talking about log cabin Republicans and why they're the way they are. And similar note... where I work, it's really, it's poor. We're poor people, okay? And I've experienced in the past few weeks a sort of racism where I've had white people come up to me and think they can talk to me a certain way and I'll agree with them. And it was very offensive to me. And finding out that these poor single women on welfare are Republicans, and it just kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, that doesn't sound frustrating.
Yeah. But it's kind of the same thing you were saying. They want to think they belong to a certain group. I just wanted to tell you that kind of
I see that parallel. Yeah, definitely see the parallel.
Yeah, yeah. Like they just want to think they're better than.
Well, and
so, I don't know.
If you think about it, I mean, we live in this meritocracy where, we live in this meritocracy where one eats what one kills. And so I think that there's a... Because of positioning and salesmanship, the Republican Party has made themselves seem as though they're the party of business acumen. I mean, that's just what they've done. And I think it's to a certain extent natural that those who are impoverished and don't know any better would sort of want to be surrounded by that. But you know, here's the deal. Everybody, stop voting against your self-interest, please.
Absolutely. And I did have some teachable moments to explain to them what will happen if Romney wins.
Right. Do you like having a right to choose anyone? Do you want Chad Fry to have a say about where and when you get your business done?
Right. Well, just the fact that they're going to lose every entitlement they're in king right now. So, yeah. Anyway, very subject, little subject change, but I always love to talk to you.
Oh, I love you. You're a nice lady.
Hey, and my birthday's Monday.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Are you going to bong a bottle of gin and then go for a bike ride?
She doesn't do gin.
Oh, vodka it is.
No, scotch.
Scotch. I like the scotch. Yeah, talk Scottish for me, okay? Do that.
I don't think I can do that, actually.
You can't.
I think that's the only accent I can't do.
Oh, my God.
A failing of Chad Fry.
And you see, apparently, it's a chink in
so
my arm.
Sorry.
Well, here's what we'll have to do. We'll have to drink a lot of scotch. You can teach me.
All right. All right, I'm going to let you go. Get back to the show.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye, Riri.
That was Vawanika.
Vawanika.
Virginia West, who's a local drag queen. There's this other drag queen who comes to visit sometimes who can never remember Virginia's name. So it'll be, and also has a speech impediment. So it'll be like, Vawanika, your show was so good. my name's Virginia. Oh, Michelle, I love coming to your shows. But then he also forgets his boy name as well. So Virginia's boy name is Chris. And so he'll be like, oh, Philip. You're so funny. Don't you owe me money? No, I don't think I do. She also threw her keys at me once and said, park my car. I went, what? Who are you?
What? Here. Stuff these.
And anywho, all right, back to ODP, et cetera. So, obviously, 2010 was a challenge and a disappointment. But I'm hoping that we learned some lessons. In what way do you think this election cycle has differed in terms of the way that ODP has organized?
I mean, we've learned a lot of lessons from 2010. There were some things we did that didn't work, and in every election you grow as an organization, and we've built over the past 6 years one of the strongest ground games in the entire country, and from that we are hitting all 88 counties. We're going out, we're reaching out to voters who we haven't reached out to before. Informing them, educating them, doing things in 2010 that, kind of didn't get hit on as hard. And, what we're finding is that the people are more energized, they're paying attention, and there's such a stark contrast between the two candidates running for president that people are really engaged and they're ready to go to the polls and vote, and we didn't see that in 2010.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, unfortunately, a gubernatorial election occasionally is not extremely exciting, even though we do love the Ted Strickland. We love him very much.
Oh, yeah.
That's good to hear. How's the relationship with Obama for America? Has it been close? Has it been
Oh, absolutely.
One?
We're working hand in hand to make sure that we reelect the president, not only, but Senator Sherrod Brown, keep Yvette McGee Brown in the Supreme Court, and elect Democrats up and down the ballot. They've been very helpful.
We like Yvette McGee Brown, and if Veronica were still on, Veronica could tell you a great story about Yvette McGee Brown. I can tell you a great story.
Well, tell us the story.
I was at a function. It was not this past summer, but the summer before. I went up to Cleveland to help Gary put WABQ back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a local county party function at which Yvette McGee Brown spoke. And she told a very, very funny story.
Well, lay it on me.
Oh, I can't do it. I cannot do it.
Is it dirty?
No, but it was, she's surrounded by Republicans on the court.
Yes.
And she told a very funny story, and I won't repeat it. It's her story. I just won't do it. Just won't go there. But I was standing actually behind her at the time, and she told the story, and it struck me so funny, I just cracked up. And she turned around and looked, and I said, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard coming out of a Supreme Court justice's mouth. I'm sorry. And anyway, she was a lovely woman. And I will tell Veronica's story very briefly. Yvette McGee actually was the person who presided over Veronica's divorce many, many years ago. And at the very end of it, she said, are you taking your name back? And Veronica said yes, and Yvette McGee Brown winked at her and said, I thought you might want to. And so since that day, Veronica's been a very big fan of Yvette McGee Brown.
Elected officials are human beings.
Yes, they are.
It's so weird.
But that's one thing that you need to stress, though, is we have to vote for her. When you look,
she's great.
Yeah, but when you go on the ballot, there's no D, there's no R next to the Supreme Court.
Oh, we do our homework.
Is he pushing down ticket? Is that what he's
doing? I'm pushing down ticket.
Well, I push down ticket. Anybody who ever listens to my show, which comes on at noon every Saturday, the Blue State Diner, I have pushed down ticket for as long as I have been around. And anyone who listens to the show knows that. But down ticket, as a matter of fact, issue 56 is the very last item on everyone's ballot this year. And that funds programs for the aged in Franklin County. And it's very important that we all go all the way through the ballot.
Yes.
And down ticket is very important. And the people who are behind issue 56 would certainly... urge you to go all the way through and say yes to 56.
Wouldn't it make more sense to potentially put the presidential selections
last?
I don't know. Maybe.
You know, I by the way, watching Rachel Maddow last night, I learned something that I did not know. In Florida, they have the option to vote straight ticket. And there's a bubble for a straight ticket. You can go Democrat or Republican. And if you circle the bubble for a straight ticket, it carries you through the entire ticket, with one exception.
Which is?
President.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's strange.
So you have to, you can vote straight ticket, but not for president. You have to do that separately. And so there is some, how should I put it? There are some people probably in Florida who go straight ticket and then not vote for president.
Are you referring to the people who live perhaps in the Ocala National Forest, the Florida Crackers?
The Crackers. Oh, way to fling the...
You like that? I threw that right in, just for you. I thought I'd get it real weird. We're going to make it weird in here.
Getting weird up in here!
Why is there not a focus on down ticket? Because people are lazy? Because they don't care? Because the presidential election is more exciting? All of those reasons?
Lazy, I think, is part of the and don't care.
It's less exciting. The Supreme Court. I mean, I find it fascinating.
You know, I think Supreme Court is not as much down ticket as many other items that are on the ballot. I know I had to do a lot of research on...
I just know that I want Jan Gorniak to get reelected. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Because you're a Horniak?
Jan Gorniak. I'm not a Horniak. I mean, I am. For all you gentlemen listening, I'm Jan Fry, and I'm a Horniak.
No unpaid for spots, mister. No, the judges' races, I don't like that they don't include the party affiliations for the judges. And so you must go out there and research it on your own to find out who is who and what is what in terms of the judges' races. I suppose there was good intentions behind the initial move to do that. But I find it is in some ways deceiving that people should be able to know without having to Google the darn thing. But having a Googleator machine, I'm able to find out who these people are.
You can log up on the interstates and surf the World Wide Web. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate it.
Precisely.
I don't believe that the judges should even be on the ballots, but that's another issue. Of course, I believe that, knowing that we live in Ohio, where our state legislature is completely controlled by Republicans, so we would have a slew of Republican judges, which would probably not benefit me. But I have a fundamental philosophical issue with us electing.
Think they should be appointed?
I do, because I feel like there needs to be some type of separation between.
All right, looky here. Let's put this on hold.
All right.
Because you know what time it is.
Is it time for a break? We'll be right back.
Tis indeed.
It's so gay. And proudly so. But the Radio Outlook crew doesn't just talk about LGBT issues. Stay tuned for another hot topic coming up after this short break.
I'm Paula Brooks, Franklin County Commissioner. Every time I go to a Clippers ball game or a concert at the renovated Lincoln Theater, I'm reminded how lucky we are to live in Franklin County. Despite hard times, we're on a winning streak with the highest credit rating of any Ohio county, job creation, a partnership for healthy babies, and a program to support our veterans. Let's work together to make it better.
Keep Paula Brooks, Franklin County Commissioner.
Paid for by Paula Brooks Committee and Dorian Lenzati Treasurer.
An important message from Sherrod Brown to progressive voters across Ohio.
I'm Sherrod Brown, and I need your help. I've been fighting for the middle class my whole career, but I've never seen anything like this. An all-out assault on the rights of workers, the rights of women, even the right to vote. And here in Ohio, corporate-backed special interests have spent $30 million in attack ads trying to drive me out of the U.S. Senate. We can't let them get away with it. If you care as deeply as I do about progressive values, I need you to work as hard as you can between now and November 6th. First, vote. You can do it today, then make sure everyone you know votes too. If you want to do more, visit me at SherrodBrown.com to find out how. Our middle class has never needed progressives to stand up more than right now. I approve this message because I hope you'll help me answer the call.
Paid for by Friends of Sherrod Brown.
This is Mayor Mike Coleman urging you to support your local Democrats this week and on Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th. Democrats across the nation, state and local levels have united like never before. Like Commissioner Paula Brooks, who is using her campaign to help other Democrats improve our entire community. Sheriff Zach Scott is a crime stopper. Sheriff Scott is working hard to make our community safer and stronger. Sheriff Scott has the support of the FOP, firefighters, OCSEA, and Ask Me Local 11. Terry Brown, candidate for county recorder, is a true public servant both on and off the job. Terry Brown has worked in housing, community planning, and health care. Our entire Democratic slate represents fairness, equality, inclusion, and a good government. Democrats fight for seniors, workers, neighborhoods, and good jobs. This election, stand with the Democrats who have stood with you. Vote the Democratic ticket from top to bottom. Vote early or vote Tuesday, November 6th. Thank you.
Paid for by Franklin County Democratic Party, Greg Haas, Chairman.
Government is the problem. With Ronald Reagan, I agree. It's a problem when it fails to protect we the people and the earth from the GOP. They will privatize and profitize and corporatize our nation and make our government of the people a government of the corporation. They suppress our rights and try to kill all the regulations that protect, defend, and guard us from the greed of corporations. They lie straight to your face and make a mockery of the Constitution, then obstruct the truth to protect and serve self-serving institutions. Now's the time for we the people. Now's the time to wake up this nation. Now's the time for we the people. Now's the time. Our tomorrows will depend on what we do today. Let need not greed lead the way. They say they want more freedom, but what they do not say is that they want more freedom to take your rights away.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
Well, I'm not Chris Hayes, but I have the dubious privilege of being Chad Fry. And I'm joined by
Alexander Portnoy.
And he looks excellent. We're also here with Craig from the Ohio Democratic Party.
Craig!
Is it really a good party?
Oh, it's great.
Is it a fun party?
Oh, it's very fun.
But is it a party?
Is there cocktail chatter? I wonder. Do I wear a black dress to go there?
Well, it's required to get in, yes.
A cocktail dress. That seems a little sexist. It may be a bit of a problem. So we were talking about electing judges in the state of Ohio. Craig, what do you think about it?
What do I think about?
Yeah, about having judges on a ballot. I mean,
he can't say he's from the party.
No, stop. Well, I mean, we have the system we have now, and I mean, the thing I want to stress most of is we have to elect Yvette McGee Brown, Bill O'Neill, Mike Skindell.
See, he's from the party.
No, so
he goes right into.
But here's the thing: we have one Democrat on the Supreme Court, and it's unacceptable. And
agreed.
Yeah, but we got to keep her there.
So when you go to your ballot, you're going to see Sharon Kennedy and you're going to see Yvette McGee Brown. And I know it's tempting to vote for the Kennedy on the ballot.
Well, she's a Kennedy,
but
she's not a Kennedy.
I know she's not.
But be sure to cast your ballot for Yvette.
So what you're trying to say is, listen, I think a lot of our readers are going to vote for this.
Speaking
sweet
of
Yvette.
Massachusetts Democrats.
Oh, lay it on me.
Coming up on the Blue State Diner today.
Oh.
I'll be talking to John Kerry.
John Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
Why, isn't his wife made of ketchup? I hear she's made of ketchup and money.
Heinz!
Guten Tag, ich bin.
We're speaking a lot of German on today's show.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Reince Priebus.
Did you say Reince Priebus? Is that what you
yeah.
said?
Yeah!
That guy's an idiot.
He is a tool.
He is. Actually, I have an ex who looks a bit like him.
Priebus!
So, Yvette McGee Brown, you want us to vote for Yvette.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you feel about electing judges in the state of Ohio?
I would say personally, a lot of voters don't know who these candidates are. So it's difficult to have a system where you're voting on an individual that you know nothing about.
Right.
So personally, I would say that it'd be nice if we had a system in place where, at the very least, we could educate voters on who these candidates are, because you're going into this ballot blind. You don't have the D, the R next to their name, so you don't know. Right. You don't know who these people are.
You have to know the people in order to vote for them.
Right.
Let me explain something about our guest today. He has a bowl of sugar in front of him, as well as two cell phones.
Very healthy.
We're not quite sure why he has two cell phones and a bowl of sugar with what appears to be bacon on top
of it. He's waiting for Chris Redfern to call him and say, "You may eat the sugar." and then he'll get on his phone and call someone else. It's a phone tree. It's a sugar bowl phone tree, I've been told.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I'm down with that.
How do you feel about electing judges in Ohio, Mr. Allwood?
I think it's better than political appointment.
Why?
Because, for one thing, the government is currently controlled by Republicans, and I don't trust them. In fact, I don't trust the way they do business, period. I think if you look at the current Secretary of State in the state of Ohio, who is John Husted, who has, a year ago, I would have said John Husted was one of the few good guys.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I like Republican. John Husted. I did.
All right, because he had, for a long time, been very much an advocate for voters' rights, and then suddenly something happened to John Husted.
Money.
And I actually think that Karl Rove and the Koch brothers got to John Husted and told him to play their game, and that would be voter suppression. And since about 9 months ago, John Husted has done a number of things that has contributed to suppressing the vote in Ohio. And when you talk about suppressing votes, you start with low-income people. You start with ethnic voters. Not to put too fine a point on it, you start targeting Democratic voters.
Right, of course.
And that is what's going on. I urge people who have not yet done so to go to freepress.org on the interwebs, freepress.org, and read the current article that's the main article, the very top story, how John Husted has applied a patch to voting machines in Ohio. He's labeled it an experimental patch, and that's a software patch. And by labeling it experimental, he has bypassed the scrutiny that is required by federal and state law of software changes to voting machines. By labeling it experimental, it did not have to undergo scrutiny by either federal
or
state authorities.
Do we have any idea what it is?
We have one idea, that it routes results of the vote directly back to the Secretary of State's office. Otherwise, we do not know what the patch does, because it is proprietary.
Is somebody going to sue somebody over
that? I think maybe somebody is going to sue over it.
ODP? ODP? No?
No, it won't be ODP.
No, I know.
It will not be ODP, no. But actually, I happen to know that wheels are turning.
Good. That's good to know.
I cannot divulge any more than that at this moment.
Very
good. What do you think of that, Greg, from ODP?
Oh, I think Secretary Husted's been awful when it comes to his record on voting rights. I mean, we at the ODP think we should be making it easier for people to vote. We should include everyone. So,
right. Now, let me ask you, what have you guys been doing anything to try and encourage people to... Obviously, you're trying to get out the vote.
Right.
That's your whole thing.
Of course.
Oh, like breaking news.
Oh, dear.
Hayes is on the line.
Yay! Chris Hayes.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Hey, you big Twinkie.
I'm reporting live from Fort Lauderdale Beach, literally the beach.
Are you intoxicated?
Not yet. We're eating a little Subway breakfast. We're sitting in about 78 degrees of weather.
I'm trying not to say what I wanted to say.
We're on FCC rules here. Always.
Right, exactly.
One time I said a word that I wasn't supposed to. I got a look.
One time in band camp.
How's the show going, fellas?
Oh, it's a train wreck. No big.
Yeah.
We miss you.
Well, I miss you too. Is Manser there?
No, Manser could not come. He was unfortunately indisposed. Manser was from OFA.
I'm over.
No, he quote said he's in the boiler room. Well. Yes, of course he is, always.
What's that mean?
Who knows? I don't know. It means that he's taking people down to the basement. Probably for something
untoward.
It's weird.
Freddy Krueger style.
Now, have you been playing any, have you been having a role in the sand?
Any reindeer games?
Have you been up to any no good?
A little bit. You know, it's vacation.
Good.
I think when Chris gets down to, you're in FLA?
Yes. Yes.
Yep. I think Chris gets a little flamboyant.
Well, yeah, he's gay. I've met that guy. He's really gay.
You haven't met my friend Tim.
Oh, are you with Timmy?
Oh yeah, I mean Timmy lives here. So and Rocky was here. So
oh, dear.
I am.
So you're the least. Actually, are you trying to say you're the least flamboyant in that crowd?
He's the straightest one.
Yes. I am like
wow.
Yeah, and actually, can I expand upon this?
Yeah, please.
Tim owns an underwear company that specializes in a device that pushes your business forward to make it look larger. And Rocky does all the lighting for, wait for it, Liza Minnelli. So yeah, Chris Hayes is easily the straightest person amongst them.
I'm the Chuck Norris of our group.
You are. You're going to throw some fists. Are you doing okay?
Yes.
Mr. Allwood is literally having a stroke.
Say this on the radio. We are going to. Beth and I are both quitting smoking after this trip.
You're going to quit smoking?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that'll just increase your lifespan.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're doing that.
So you'll have many more years of my Chuck Norris banter.
Since we found out how boring and dull you are as an individual,
you are.
Now you're going to extend your life.
Good. We couldn't wait to be bored to tears by your sad and strange life.
Oh,
anyway, when do you get home? You get home tomorrow, right?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Yeah, about 11:30 tonight.
With his business extended,
so to speak.
So described.
Dinah business is pushed forward.
By the way, Chris.
Yeah.
You keep your business away from me.
Christopher,
it's like 1,200 miles from you right now. Next week it'll be like.
Actually, I think it's like. What? I think it's like maybe minus 9 inches. You know what I mean? Someone's got a full blow. Anywho, do you have any questions for Craig? Hayes.
Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Boom. What's going on with the campaign?
Oh, everything's going great. We're going to win Ohio. No big deal.
This kid has been on message like crazy. He's been on message like cray. It's been pretty good.
Reports down here is we're 5 points up. Up there.
Yep.
That would be... And what's going on in Florida? What's going on with the election down there?
Actually, people are waiting. They're trying to get the governor to sign on to increase the early voting times because people are waiting like 3 hours at least to do early voting. And
I don't like
them. They're
that.
Trying to get it so this Sunday they could open the polls because they don't have them open.
That's no, but, no polls open on Sunday. That's the day the Lord made.
Yeah,
what's going on? Did I ever tell you my Upper Arlington voting story from 2006? So I was still registered to vote in Upper Arlington where I grew up, and I was dating someone, and at the time, like, his polling place was like probably three blocks from where we lived, and so he went and stood in line for 5 hours. Chad Fry, on the other hand, got in his little car and drove to Upper Arlington High School, where I walked in and someone handed me a bottle of water and a muffin, and I pulled a little lever and I was there for 5 minutes. Oh, rich white people are fun. I love rich whites. But that
really is the proper way to vote.
I mean, I won't vote without a muffin. I mean, I won't do it. Don't ask.
It's the only time Chad will eat a muffin. By the way,
not true. That one time in college, no good. No good. I won't do it again.
Nope.
Craig wants to say something.
Well, I want to get in the water now so you guys can get back to your election talk.
Thanks so much for rubbing it in our faces.
You should sign up for a canvas shift while you're down there for the president if you have some free time.
Yeah, I put sunscreen on that said LGBT for Obama on my chest.
So oh, so you've done your twice. Part. You've done your part.
Craig and I were up late. I was getting him to confess his love for you.
Oh, God.
It was good.
You're giving him what?
I was getting him to confess his love for you.
Oh, hey.
So you're welcome. Hey. I set that up. Bye.
All right. Well, I will see you downstairs when I get home, Chet Brett.
All right. Bye, sweetheart. Chris Hayes lives directly above me, by the way, which is a little hilarious.
Which is unfortunate.
It's a little hilarious. Do we need to go to a bit of a business?
Pretty soon. Keep talking.
Okay.
I'm doing the business things over here.
I like it. So, Craigles, I may call you Craigles.
Oh, absolutely.
Can't I?
Absolutely.
Any advice for people voting on Tuesday, you know, if there are long lines, any advice on how to deal with that? Just stick it out?
Oh, absolutely. It's important. You got to vote. I would say, though, remember to bring identification, a state-issued ID, utility bill with your current address on it. That's important, or you can't vote unless you cast a provisional ballot. So we want to make sure that everyone's vote is counted.
We don't want that.
I know.
Talk to us a little bit about what happens after the election for ODP and why it's important to continue to be engaged.
Let's just hold that thought for a moment.
You want to break it?
Yeah, why not?
We're going to take a break. See you in a second.
Who knows what outrageous thing they might say next? Radio Outlook continues right after these messages.
An important message from Sherrod Brown to progressive voters across Ohio.
I'm Sherrod Brown, and I need your help. I've been fighting for the middle class my whole career, but I've never seen anything like this. An all-out assault on the rights of workers, the rights of women, even the right to vote. And here in Ohio, corporate-backed special interests have spent $30 million of attack ads trying to drive me out of the U.S. Senate. We can't let them get away with it. If you care as deeply as I do about progressive values, I need you to work as hard as you can between now and November 6th. First, vote. You can do it today, then make sure everyone you know votes too. If you want to do more, visit me at SherrodBrown.com to find out how. Our middle class has never needed progressives to stand up more than right now. I approve this message because I hope you'll help me answer the call.
Paid for by Friends of Sherrod Brown.
A yes vote on issue 2 puts citizens in charge of fair elections. Your vote should count. A yes vote is critical. It means our voices will be heard. When you have fair elections, everyone wins. Vote yes on issue 2.
Paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party. Chris Redford, Chairman.
I'm busy with 2 jobs and a 2-year-old, but I will make time to vote. On equal pay and women's health, things I depend on, I know Democrats are right and Republicans are dead wrong. I'm voting for Democrats.
Paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party. Chris Redford, Chairman.
A yes vote on issue 2 puts citizens in charge of fair elections. Your vote should count. A yes vote is critical. It means our voices will be heard. When you have fair elections, everyone wins. Vote yes on issue 2.
Paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party. Chris Redford, Chairman.
I'm busy with 2 jobs and a 2-year-old, but I will make time to vote. On equal pay and women's health, things I depend on, I know Democrats are right and Republicans are dead wrong. I'm voting for Democrats.
Paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party, Chris Redfern, Chairman.
This is Mayor Mike Coleman urging you to support your local Democrats this week and on Election Day, Tuesday, November 6th. Democrats across the nation, state and local levels have united like never before. Like Commissioner Paula Brooks, who is using her campaign to help other Democrats improve our entire community. Sheriff Zach Scott is a crime stopper. Sheriff Scott is working hard to make our community safer and stronger. Sheriff Scott has the support of the FOP, firefighters, OCSEA, and Ask Me Local 11. Terry Brown, candidate for county recorder, is a true public servant both on and off the job. Terry Brown has worked in housing, community planning, and health care. Our entire Democratic slate represents fairness, equality, inclusion, and a good government. Democrats fight for seniors, workers, neighborhoods, and good jobs. This election, stand with the Democrats who have stood with you. Vote the Democratic ticket from top to bottom. Vote early or vote Tuesday, November 6th. Thank you.
Paid for by Franklin County Democratic Party, Greg Haas, Chairman.
I'm Ohio Supreme Court Justice Yvette McGee Brown. As the only Democrat on the Ohio Supreme Court, I believe in tough but fair justice. I was raised by a single mom, worked my way through college, and earned a scholarship to law school. As the only Democrat on the Supreme Court, I'm proud to have earned the respect of my six Republican colleagues. I'm Yvette McGee Brown, and I respectfully ask for your vote.
Highly recommended by the Ohio State Bar Association. Paid for by the Ohio Democratic Party, Chris Redfern, Chairman.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this. You're on WVKO on Turn Up the Night.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about this electric car thing.
Okay.
We don't have an electric car.
No? You personally don't have an electric car?
No, we don't have electric cars.
But there are cars that run on electricity, albeit they've been built on older technology, such as petroleum. Is that what you're saying? That if it takes petroleum to build an electric car, that makes it not an electric car?
I was on the phone. They cut me off.
You're still there.
You're still here.
Okay. Well, we do not have an electric car.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
He may be gay, but the talk is straight. Back now to Chris Hayes and Radio Outlook.
And we're back. This is Chad Fry, and that's Mr. Michael Allwood. Say hello, Michael.
Hello.
And we are joined in the studio.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get his mic on. I've been having trouble with. We got it. Okay, he's mic'd now.
Craigles is live. Oh. Hello, Craigles.
Can you hear me?
I can.
He became Craigles.
Craigles. Hello, Craigles. So, Craigles, talk to us about what happens post-election.
Guten Tag, Craigles.
So, after the election, we shift our focus towards 2014. We need to, of course, defeat John Kasich in the next gubernatorial election. And we
Hallelujah!
Yeah, that would be nice.
Only two more years. So we're shifting gears towards that. And essentially, Kasich is next in line to be defeated after Mitt Romney.
Only two more years? Isn't that what you say to somebody in Turkish prison? Like, only two more years,
By the way, speaking of Turkish prisons, you don't know this, Chad, until now.
Oh, dear.
At one time, I was assigned to a detail when I was stationed in Turkey. At Incirlik Air Force Base in Adana.
Ah.
I was assigned to a detail that visited Turkish prisons to call upon the Americans who were imprisoned in Turkish prisons. And I'm here to tell you that we knew ahead of time what the drill was, and we would take them cigarettes, writing paper, and not ballpoint pens. We would take them the refill ballpoint pen cartridges, the refills.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, why is that?
Because if we took them ballpoint pens, the Turkish guards would take them and put them straight into their pocket right in front of you. They would pass along the refills to the prisoners and the paper, and they would take a carton of cigarettes, take six packs of the cigarettes out of the carton,
put them in their pocket, and then pass along the four remaining packs of cigarettes to the prisoner. So I did this for more than a year. So I have seen Turkish prisons up close, and I don't know why the hell I'm telling you this story.
I hear the food's really good.
You don't want to hear. It's too early in the day for me to tell you the stories about what the food is like.
I love a little rat.
What do we call?
Craggles.
Craggles. Craggles would be throwing up his sugar and bacon.
Do you want some
muesli.
Sugar and bacon, Craggles?
I already have some.
Thank you. Is it all the sugar and bacon you can eat at ODP?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course.
That's all we eat.
So we're going to try and...
Everything's coming up. Lollipop and roses.
So we're going to try and defeat John Kasich.
Right.
So we just busted into a Broadway production here.
But in addition to John Kasich, we have a ton of statewide races. All of them, actually. Secretary of State, Treasurer, you know, you name it. So we're focused on those two.
And are you going to continue to fundraise for them?
I don't know yet. I'm focused on this election.
That's right. You are. Mm-hmm. Good answer.
You can't derail this
I
guy.
I know. He's so good. He's so good. He's so on
message. He's on message.
I'm on message.
There we go. Back into the Broadway show.
I'm going to have a Mormon this election. Anywho, really heady stuff today. It's like a Mensa meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we know who's going to be running against Mr. Kasich yet? Anything you'd like to share with us?
I have not even thought about it.
I might be able to...
Would you like to guess?
I don't think Ted Strickland is out of the picture.
Yeah.
I've pressed him on this. He's been evasive about it, but he has not ruled it out, I'll tell you that.
What do you think would be different this time for him?
He's looking much fitter.
He is looking much fitter. He's lost some weight. I mean, not being governor has agreed with him, it looks like, personally.
Actually, over the summer, I talked to him about that. I said, man, you look great. He said, you know, what a difference it made being in office. It seemed like, you know, they'd be running behind schedule all the time. And the logical thing to do was pull through some fast food. And, you know, when you get off the McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King diet, amazing things can happen to you, and and so he doesn't do that anymore, and it's made a big difference to him.
You know, there must be a real like health and fitness thing going on over there, because I was having breakfast with John Haisley the other day, who was the governor's chief of staff. And he was talking about how his daughter has him on this ridiculous diet, and he's not allowed to eat anything. So they must all be getting fit, potentially, in preparation
for
something.
Ted looks great.
Ted does look great. Ted does look great. And he's a good guy. You know, I to be honest with you, I would vote for him again. Absolutely. He's just he's the sweetest, kindest person.
He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like he shouldn't be in politics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a little too earnest and a little too... But regardless, talk to us more about these state races and these local races, because you and I had a conversation a couple weeks ago about how the Ohio legislature is really, really important. It's important that we try to change some things there. So when we are looking forward to the next election cycle, it's important to put our money in local races.
Oh, absolutely,
here.
Yeah. And one of the things this year that's scary is if we don't, in the House, if we don't get at least 40 seats, the Republicans have a supermajority, and then they can essentially put things on the ballot, like issue one, issue two, this year, without signatures. So it gives them an incredible amount of power. Right now, we're getting close to there, and if we don't turn out the vote, if we don't elect 40 representatives to the House, we are in big trouble. So,
well, I'll just go ahead and take responsibility for 39 if you can get the last one.
All right, I'll take care of it.
Are you on it? Well, good.
And then in 2014, I mean, you said it best with Secretary Husted. Elections have consequences, and we're seeing it now. If we had Jennifer Bruner in office right now, we wouldn't have this mess we're in.
We would not. No, we would not.
Because she was a fantastic Secretary of State.
Another of the good guys, yeah.
Right.
Jennifer.
And now we're stuck with Husted, because in 2010, you know, people didn't turn out. They didn't vote. So these off-year elections are very important. They have major consequences, and that's what we're focused on after the election.
Well, then, listeners, please make sure that if you are a Democrat, to support the Ohio Democratic Party, the money that you give to them is extremely important to the way that we elect officials in this state, and that has a huge impact on your quality of life, particularly if you're a GLBT person. Before we go, I want to wish all of the candidates good luck on Election Day and remind all of you once again to please, 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 please vote.
Vote.
Please vote.
And also give John Husted a...
Yeah, and also, if for some reason John Husted is causing problems, don't just write him a strongly worded letter. I mean,
just give him a
vote him out of office.
Vote him out of office. That's really important. So
he needs a
Mr. Allwood is making a motion with his fist, but c'est la vie.
And not the way you would like. No. It's time for us to say goodbye, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye. This has been Chad Fry, Michael Owen, and Craig Scheidler from ODP.
Thanks for having me.
It really doesn't matter which team you play on. Team Radio Outlook has lively discussion for everyone. So join us again next Saturday. And the chat continues online when you like Radio Outlook on Facebook and follow us at Radio Outlook on Twitter.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
Michael Collins, your progressive candidate for Franklin, Delaware, and Knox counties.
My name is Kylie, and I want to tell you about my dad, Michael Collins, who serves on the State Board of Education. Education is my dad's passion, and for over 30 years, Michael Collins has been serving Ohio's school children. He cares about our schools and will always work to make them better. Please vote for my dad, Michael Collins, for the State Board of Education, now through November 6th.
I'm Michael Collins, and I approve this message. Paid for by Collins for Schools, Kathy Ottinger, Treasurer.
I'm Paula Brooks, Franklin County Commissioner. Every time I go to a Clippers ball game or a concert at the renovated Lincoln Theater, I'm reminded how lucky we are to live in Franklin County. Despite hard times, we're on a winning streak with the highest credit rating of any Ohio county, job creation.